This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, June 5th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any subject that you'd like to talk about that is within the realm of your health and wellness and the things that you can do better. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Perhaps, you know, you've had a problem. Many of you do, and you've done all kinds of things that aren't working. Well, here's an opportunity to, you know, find out something that you can do from a natural point of view, without drugs, without surgery, something that would actually make a difference. 888-630-9625. Want to invite all of you to kind of, you know, take an opportunity, go to your computer, go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com and check it out. There are so many great things that are on that website. It's amazing. We've recently redone it, and it looks like, you know, it's one of those things that are going to continue to educate you. We have videos. We have interactive educational programs that are there. We have upcoming programs that we're doing outside of the office and in different locations. Check it out. I think that you'll be fascinated, and it links into a couple other websites as well. So, you know, be my guest and let me know what you think. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com and send us a email. And we'll be responsive. We'll get back to you. We'll let you know what we think, what we can do. And if we can help you in any way other than here on the show, that's your opportunity. Make that happen. We're going to talk about several things today. And, you know, as I start reading during the week, certain things kind of jump up and grab my attention. And some of them really anger me. Some of them, you know, make me want to go on the war wagon, so to speak, and you know, go to the people who are causing some of this and put my hands around their throats and squeeze at least until they turn blue. We won't take them the rest of the way, but nevertheless, to get their attention. What am I talking about? Why am I so angry today? Well, because over the last few days, I'm sitting there and I'm reading article after article on drugs, medications, prescription drugs. You know, forget about the street drugs. That's a whole different story. But medications, worst abuse situation that we have in this country. Do you know that 70% of you, 70% of you are on at least one medication every day? 70% of the total population in this country. Now, are we that sick? Are we that messed up physiologically and biochemically that we need to have these medications to alter our chemistries? And then the cost, the exponential cost of these things to you in our pocket here compared to every place else. And we can break this out in categories and say, okay, is it the United States that is using more medications than any other country in the world? That's one question. The other question is, are the medications that you get here in the United States far more expensive than you would get someplace else, providing that you might need them? Well, those are two different questions, but they lead to the same kind of footprint. So we want to talk about that a little bit today, as well as taking your questions on anything that you'd like to talk about. But I want to draw some very specific awareness to this subject, because it's one of those subjects that can make me really go off the deep end. You know, do you know the number one drug that is used more than any other drug? It's called a statin. That's a drug that lowers your cholesterol. And that industry is not only hundreds of millions, billions and millions of dollars, but billions of dollars. And when you're thinking about at least over 3 out of 5 of us are taking a medication, we have to stop and think of what are we doing to ourselves in this country when we're supposed to be the best country in the world when it comes to healthcare, supposedly. But obviously the evidence says that we're not. You know, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the researchers found that the prevalence of prescription drug use among people 20 and older had risen in excess of 60-some percent, as we've said, up to 70% from 2012, when it was about 51%. Doesn't make any sense. What's going on in this country? What's happening that's making us so ill, so sick that we have to take these medications? I'm in a practice and have been practicing for 40 years, evaluating patients that come in with all kinds of ailments, from neck pain to back pain to hypertension to cardiac problems and so forth. And a lot of these are co-presenting situations that we see for other conditions, or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux problems, and or cardiac syndromes, cardiometabolic syndromes, or we call metabolic syndrome X years ago. All of these things are presenting dramatically increasing in their presence. Why is that? Why do we have so many conditions? And then secondly, why are the drugs that we're taking, are there so many of them, and why are they so expensive? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, because I think it's important that you know what you're dealing with. First of all, let's talk about the one that I just brought up, statins. Okay, a statin is a medication that lowers cholesterol. Well, does it do what it's supposed to do? Yes, it does. It drops the cholesterol down. There's no argument there. The argument should be, is cholesterol really a bad thing? When I was in school, as my son would tell you, before the dinosaurs ruled the earth, cholesterol, normal cholesterol, was 225. Today, it's under 200. They want to even drop it even lower than that, down to 170. Now, why is that? Is it because cholesterol is such a bad thing? Well, let me tell you this piece of it. Cholesterol is necessary for brain function. It's necessary for hormone function. It's necessary for integrity of different tissues within the body. And actually, the list is quite extensive. You have to have cholesterol. If you don't have enough cholesterol, you actually will cause the problems that you're trying to prevent by lowering the cholesterol. Now, that's fact. That's not me telling you that. That's fact. Check it out. So here's the deal. We put people on statins to drop the cholesterol down. Are they really in trouble? Well, up until recently, there was a test called the VAP that many of us in functional medical community were doing. A VAP takes a look at the cholesterols and breaks it down into the fractions of the different forms of the good and the bad and the total and so forth. And it tells you whether or not they're in fact problematic. So what happened recently? They'd stopped using the VAP. It's very hard to get. There's still a couple laboratories out there that we can use, but across the board, labs like Quest and so forth have said, no, we're not doing it anymore. And so now we can't look at the fractions and tell our patients, you know, even though your cholesterol is at 235 or 238, it's really not a problem, because all of the subcomponents of that are okay. You're not going to plaque. So let's go to why they use these drugs. They use these drugs to drop this cholesterol or treat a certain symptom without asking the process what really took place. So if you're on a cholesterol-lowering medication, will it do what it's supposed to be doing? Yes, absolutely. The problem is that way too many people, in my opinion, and based on the literature that's out there, are being put on this drug and many other drugs. But that's just one that we're dealing with. Okay, let's take GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That's burning. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever put together a garden, but here's the deal with a garden. Okay, you go out and you dig up the garden in the spring. I used to do it for my grandmother. I used to do a quarter acre by pitchfork when I was a kid, so you can remember how many years that was, right? And so you hoe it, but in addition to that, you want the ground alkaline. But you don't want it too alkaline, because guess what happens at the other end of the spectrum with alkalinity? It burns, just like too much acid burns. So you have both ends of it. See, the majority of people who suffer from GERD symptoms, the burning, are not suffering because there's too much acid. They're suffering really because it's too alkaline. And so when you understand that the stomach does not produce as much acid as you get older, why are you treating it with a medication that stops the production of acid? In my brain, doesn't make a whole lot of sense when there's ways of finding out specifically. So they do an examination and the doctor says, oh my God, you know, you have the initial stages of Barrett's esophagitis. Barrett's esophagitis is an erosion of the lower portion of the esophagus, your food tube, supposedly due to acid reflux going up through there, but it also can be other components that are causing that. So we have to think through the matrix. There's a lot of patients in our nutrition department. We'll put them on acid formers, and all of a sudden their GERD symptoms go away. Things can be very straightforward. Many of these conditions are due to allergic sensitivities to different types of foods or imbalances in foods. Going back to the place of cholesterol, your liver is what produces cholesterol. Your body says you need cholesterol, so it has a way of making that happen. So if you shut that down because your cholesterol is rising up, why not, if there was a problem, treat the problem downstream a little further? Now, I'm getting off track just a little bit, but what I want you to understand is we're getting into a subject that you need to know about. It's the high cost of drug prices in the United States and the overutilization of medications because you start taking one thing to the other to the other. How many of you gone into the hospital for any reason, emergency room, and just because they're going to put you on an antibiotic, they're going to put you on this, they're going to put you on something for your cough, they're going to put you on antihistamine, they're going to put you on all that. Do you really need all that junk? Why is it that they prescribe all those things? Because they don't know what else to do to tell you how to modify or mitigate the prodromal, the problem, going down the line. So you get stuck on all this stuff. And then there's a rebound phenomenon. Hypertension, heart failure, diabetes, and other types of conditions like that are very commonly say, here, take this medication. And they're putting you on insulin or, you know, you've seen the advertising today. It's out there. It's all over the place. Advertising says, you know, well, for my diabetes and my neuropathy and my diabetic this and so forth. There are other ways that are less invasive and far more less costly than using those types of approaches to handle certain things. And we're going to talk about this whole situation. You know, there's a woman by the name of Elizabeth Cantor. She's an epidemiologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute, and she's co-authored a study in the Journal of American Medical Association. And they were talking about, you know, prescription drug use is increasing across every type of drug all the way across the board. And the reasons why that's happening varies, you know, from one drug to the other. And she said that, you know, the medications, when they hit the market, are there for a period of time, and drug companies push them until they do what? They lose their patent protection and public health officials suddenly reverse their recommendations. Now, those are her words, not mine. So if they were really good while the drug company had their patent exclusivity on the medication and then suddenly they lose it, it's not worth it anymore, and suddenly the situation is not as important as it was before, I would offer to you it's something to think about. You know, our country's population is aging, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of us, you know, that are getting to that place where, and by the way, I don't take any meds whatsoever, haven't in probably 50 years. And so the answer is, why me and not you? What's the difference between my lifestyle and yours? And we're going to talk about a lot of these little things, but more importantly, let's talk about why the high cost of medications and why there's so many medications out there. Call me, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and we're going to talk about some very controversial things, and I have some very interesting things about our lecture schedules coming up that I think will be fascinating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about the cost of drugs and, my opinion, the overutilization of drugs and any of the things that you have to ask. We'll get to those as well. you know, simply said that we pay way too much for medication if the medications are necessary to begin with. In many situations, my opinion is that your body has the capacity to heal virtually everything and anything if you give it the right opportunity. As we look around the world, not just the United States, and we take ourselves into different countries, we spend way, way too much, at least 2.5 times more per person on health care in this country than any other country throughout the world. Now, that's stretching, you know, the legitimacy of what we do quite a bit. So you get a guy like me that's in the natural world and trying to say, hey, listen, you know, your body has the capacity to do just about everything that it possibly can if you give it the opportunity. And unfortunately, we don't educate that. We don't educate opportunity to turn our health around. You know, my children, my grandchildren are growing up in houses where their parents are very, very attentive to maximizing their responses from an emotional, from a biochemical, from a structural platform. And we have to have the same respect for ourselves to do that. But when you see articles that are kind of hitting all over the place, God knows why they're even out there, because usually there's suppression to get them off the screens. But some of us just say, yes, sir, yes, doctor, and yes, ma'am, yes, doctor, and we do whatever they tell us to do, right? Well, that's first step into a deadly outcome, in my opinion, because the side effects of many of these medications. See, we're not extending life because of our medications. In my opinion, what's happening is that life for me is activity, being able to choose what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and to be able to have that capacity to choose. Unfortunately, when we're on medications, and 70% of you are on at least one medication, over 50% of you are on at least 2 medications every day. And that's crazy, and it's growing exponentially. They're talking about, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars increase over a period of time. And we're supposed to have an Affordable Care Act. Not so affordable, if you ask me, because we're teaching the wrong directive relative to this. So there's reasons why drugs are so expensive. There's reasons why there is a motivation to put us on certain medications. You know, I read an article too the other day that said that, you know, we're going to be at a physician shortage, you know, as the next 10 to 15 years come down. And we're already in, supposedly, as far as the medical society, and a physician's shortage. But here's the deal. Maybe we can use a whole lot less prescription writers and a whole lot more people who can guide us to maximize our health position, right? There's a company called Gilead Sciences, and they have developed a hepatitis C drug that seems to be extremely significant, but it's extravagantly over the top, unbelievably expensive for both the patients and the healthcare insurers. And they're paying, you know, incredible amounts of money for it. But because Gilead has the control of that medication, what's clear is that, you know, we're getting hit with a very, very high cost of doing business. You know, so here's an example for, you know, people in Norway and England and Canada pay for the same medications far less than what we get paid for here. There's this drug, this hepatitis C drug, right? It's the price tag on it is $84,000 per month. $84,000. And that's for treatment. I think treatment is like 6 weeks, so we'll extend it a little bit more than that. People overseas in France pay about half that amount. They pay $43,000. Now, that's extraordinarily expensive even still, but why are they paying half as much in France as they're doing here? Don't get it. I don't understand the process. Don't understand why that's taking place. You know, when you go through and you see in the U.S., there's no single entity can bargain, you know, on your behalf. So even if you need the medication, nobody's out there, you know, doing deals. And, you know, when I have to run my practice, I look at ways of dropping my overhead and decreasing the expense so we don't have to continually increase our costs to our patients. So domestic prices are more expensive for about 93% of most branded drugs. Now we're talking about branded drugs. And if you go on and you take a look at those things, you ask the question, why? Well, because we just said lack of bargaining, right? There's nobody out there that is bargaining on your behalf. high costs of marketing costs. I mean, watch television. I mean, those television ads aren't there just because, you know, they want to, you know, take good care of you. They want a solid product. Talk to your doctor and see if this is a right fit for you. Well, shouldn't your doctor know if it's a right fit for you? How about just saying, why don't you go get a wellness checkup and see how strong and good you are? Your doctor then should have the capacity of saying, well, I can do this, but the drug companies are pushing them to the doctor's doors. Think about that. There's no caps on costs. And, you know, you have to make sure you understand what it is that you're taking so you can say, hey, doc, you know, is this really necessary? Do I have an option someplace else down the road? Those questions that you need to ask as an intelligent, educated consumer. I think there was a retail company that had that tagline at one time. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. We will get to your phone calls. I have a whole lot of other interesting things for you. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Remind you to go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And check it out. Well, there's a lot of things there for you to learn from and also to contact us. Send us a note. And all of our upcoming in-house continuing education programs where we're going to be speaking and so forth, which leads me into something that I want to share with all of you, because many of you have said, hey, you know, I live in, you know, outside of your area. It takes me forever to get there. Your classes are great, but, you know, we can't get there. It's just not okay. So here's what we're going to do for you. Starting this year and very shortly, we're going to start taking our seminar series, our continuing education program series out in different directions, but quite away from our main practice in Fairfax. And many of you know where we're located. We're in the Red Cross building, just off the National Capital Beltway on Route 50, probably about a third of a mile off. So we're really easy to get to. But I know there's a lot of you, particularly you don't like to cross the Legion Bridge, and that makes it a very difficult situation. So what we're going to be doing, and tomorrow we're going to be finalizing the date, so you'll hear the date soon. We're going to be doing an evening presentation. It'll be about an hour and a half, and we're going to do it up in Gaithersburg. And we're going to go up and, you know, kind of schmooze with all of you. And it'll be a really great evening. It'll be about an hour and a half. And we'll let you know all the details of that. But it'll be in the Gaithersburg area. We're finalizing tomorrow the hotel that we'll be in up there. And we'll let you know as soon as that happens. And I'll be very excited to meet so many of you that are up in that area from Gaithersburg to Frederick and in Darnestown and, you know, all over the place. So we'll be in Gaithersburg very soon, actually, probably if everything goes well within the next couple of weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, but we'll let you know that too. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Donna from Frederick, how can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Dr. Tom. I should say good afternoon. Sorry about that.
So I do the same thing.
Flying by. You really captured my interest when you were discussing the acid reflux, because I was told that I would have to be on medication for that, and I did not want to deal with it. So I decided to lose some weight. I actually lost 40 pounds.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. And I saw a doctor who kind of chiropractic background, but very informed about nutrition.
Perfect.
And he advised me to take apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons,
yes,
twice a day, and get back to him in 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, that was the beginning of my weight loss, because what it did was it regulated the acid in my stomach.
Sure.
And I was,
sure.
It's just been great. It's been uphill ever since.
So here's, Donna, here's the situation. It's exactly what I was saying earlier. In your situation, your body was alkaline. It didn't have,
yes,
enough acid. So the apple cider vinegar, which best one to use, by the way, is Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the one I took.
Good. And you do it on an empty stomach to start with, first thing in the morning, and then,
yes,
and then later on. You can use other hydrochloric acid precursors, things like betaine hydrochloride and so forth, and you do that with your meals, which will make a difference. Now, you can begin. See, by the time we hit, you know, over 50 and when we approach 60, we produce about 30% of the hydrochloric acid that we did when we were in our 20s. So we don't break up food the way that we're supposed to. So we become more sensitive to things. So the way to find this, and one is if you've gone to the chiropractor, you know that there are nerves that go to the stomach, both from the brain and from in between your shoulder blades. If those are working, the next thing to do, I mean, from, you know, structural care, the next thing to do is begin to change the dietary patterns of sensitivities and allergens and so forth, and then support with nutritional things like you're doing, and all of a sudden life turns around. It's a whole lot different.
Oh, my goodness. I feel better now than I did in my 30s. I feel like I'm in my 20s.
Donna, congratulations.
I actually feel like I look like it, too. I'm so healthy now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Thanks for the conversation and the comment, but that is very, very straightforward. That's really what happens. And when you want to heal the gut, you can use things like aloe juice, food grade aloe juice, and you do about 2 tablespoons of that, a couple, 2 to 3, 4 times a day, and it begins to heal that intestinal system. But you got to get off the junk. You got to get off the stuff. You know, once your acidic levels are normalized, you will lose weight. And Donna, again, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Bernice, how you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm sweating. It's hot in Arizona.
Quit bragging.
I have a question about I think it's ozone therapy, like for stenosis. It's where they inject stem cells.
Okay, the two different things. Stem cell therapy and ozone therapy are two different situations. Ozone therapy, we'll take that, and it's been around forever, but not in this country. For years, particularly in Germany, medical physicians have been using ozone therapy with tremendous, tremendous effectiveness, and they've been using it for a lot of different conditions, from cancers to HIV to arthritic conditions to even colds and flus and so forth. And it's a normal part of their therapeutic regime. There's a good friend of mine that is in Munich. His name is Hans Garten. He's a medical physician and a very great, outstanding functional medicine doctor who uses ozone therapeutics in his practice all the time. Now, having said that, you know, it has to be with other things. But when you're dealing with ozone therapy, it will stimulate your stem cell applications and productivity. So that may be where you're getting some of that information. But the injections of stem cells, they're two different procedures. They can be used cooperatively, but they're different. They've used it with AIDS patients. In this country, unfortunately, where it's part of the therapeutic process overseas, in this country, it's the guys have to take this work privately. And, you know, for the last 20 years, the FDA has prevented human testing and issuing any ozone generating devices in this country. You can't get them. So you have to do it in a very different way. And I'll let your imagination decide what that is. But, you know, the International Ozone Association and the ozone machine manufacturers, you know, they say that in Europe, just in Europe, there's over 7,000 medical physicians that are using it effectively and with great safety. So we're behind the ball again in this country. There's some docs that are out there. They're using it. They're using some food grade, hydrogen peroxide and so forth. And that's the primary. But the actual application is very different when it's used overseas. You know, doctors who are very knowledgeable, you know, in the process understand that this natural means is extremely effective, efficient, and, you know, it helps us by, you know, cleaning the body out, oxidizing, you know, microbes and toxins and so forth. And it's a great procedure. I wish, you know, that we had some of the leading edge applications that they do overseas.
So what when they inject, what's prolotherapy?
Prolotherapy is when you inject a sucrose substance into ligaments or tendons. And what it does, when you have a ligament that is a little bit torn or slightly irritated or overstretched, that sucrose, that injection into that joint space hardens, toughens the ligament. Now, if there's a complete tear, it doesn't work. But in many situations, particularly in shoulder joints and elbows and wrists, if it's because of that that damage, and it often makes a huge difference in the repair process, but you still have to repair it.
How many in the meniscus? meniscus? Would it help the meniscus?
Or just a meniscus?
Pain?
Sometimes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, and how often do you have to have it? I mean, what are the most treatments that you've seen that somebody's had?
That's tough to deal. We don't do prolotherapy in our practice, and only because in the state of Virginia, I'm not allowed to inject into the body. But guys that I do know that do it, anywhere from, you know, two or three up to maybe 10, and you're going to get as much resolution as possible within that.
So in some cases, even if you do 10, you might not get resolution.
Then it's something else. Then I would go to acupuncture. Bernice, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. We're talking about all kinds of very interesting things. You know, I want to get back on the drug bit just for a second. A couple other of you are hanging there. I will take your phone calls, I promise. I told you about a year and a half ago, it's 2 years this August, that the FDA had to totally reverse its opinion on aspirin therapy. And here's the deal. You know, for years, you know, they've been telling you that if you want to prevent a heart attack, and everybody over 50 should be on aspirin, baby aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. And, you know, it should be part of any kind of cholesterol lowering regime and so forth. And I kept telling you, and many other healthcare practitioners that are in functional medical arena keep telling you that don't do it because it actually increases the risk, right? So FDA 2 years ago was pushed to the place where they had to come out and they published a statement that said, in fact, that utilizing aspirin therapy as an ongoing part of decreasing cholesterol and preventing of clotting and so forth actually increased the risk of hemorrhagic stroke, hemorrhagic heart attacks and so forth. So everything that I've been telling you was absolutely correct. So what did they do? Remember I said that Bayer, just one company was making $27 billion a year off of aspirin. One company. Okay. Now, so what did they do? Now they're coming out and say aspirin, anti-cancer mechanism, right? So now they've shifted and they're saying that patients are receiving 325 milligrams of aspirin, you know, had all of these great side effects when it came to dealing with cancers and cancer prevention and so forth. I mean, give me a freaking break. You know, you go from one place to, you say, okay, we can't use it this way, but how can we get this out there because we have all this medication? So now they're going to give it to you. So they're going to give you all this heavy dosage of aspirin and they're going to what? They're going to do the same thing. They're going to increase your risk of all this hemorrhagic ridiculousness that we told you that it was going to cause to begin with. I don't like it. Galena, thank you for being patient. How can I help you? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Talk to me. This is Dr. Tom.
Turn
down your radio, honey.
Yes, I want to talk to Dr. Razel.
You are talking to him.
Ah, okay.
How can I help you?
Yes. Do you know, more than four years, I am suffering with my gut. And, do you know, the first doctor told me, because I could not eat, I love fruits and vegetables, I don't like meat, chicken. And he told me I should cook them. Yes, but that is so not delicious. And then another doctor told me the same, for 1 week not to eat it. I didn't eat for 1 month and a half, and it didn't help me. And do you know, I take probiotics, and it doesn't work. It works a little bit, but not too much.
Okay, so... All right, so the thing that is you're having problems breaking down different things because of your digestive enzymes and so forth, and the pancreas isn't working the way that you'd like it to work, and because of that they told you to stay away from fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
And you need the pancreas enzymes to be able to help that. So here's the situation. You have to be able to add the enzymes that are missing. There are things called proteolytic enzymes that will make a difference. There, you know, just to name a couple of them, there are amylases and bromelains and proteases and so forth, and they help break down this outer shell. The reason that they're telling you to cook them is because it helps break down that hard outer coat and allows your body to digest them more easily. Sometimes it's not the pancreatic problem. It's not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which triggers the pancreas to be able to work properly. So what you need to find out, though, you need to go to somebody who really understands functional nutrition well, and they could be able to work you up. Sometimes dealing with the structural system, if the spine is not properly in balance, the nerves are going to be stressed that go to the stomach and to the pancreas and to the gallbladder, and subsequently you're not going to produce the enzymes that you need to have. It can be other things that are causing allergic reactions within the body that are going to cause that those systems not going to work properly. So you have to look at it multidimensionally. Acupuncture sometimes works very well, but you have to first supplement with the right enzymes that help produce that. Galena, what I would tell you to do is send me a note, and, you know, go to drtomrozell.com, and I will tell you in your area who's somebody that I would recommend that you see. But this is something that you can work with. You've been suffering with it way too many years. If you do the right balancing act, if you will, your body can begin to change things and shift it and turn around. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. You know, that's what a lot of people don't understand. The pancreas is part of digestive process. It's the stomach, it's the pancreas, it's the gallbladder, it's the upper intestinal system. They all produce certain enzymatic reactions. And when you put food in that you don't have enough enzymes to break down, you're going to bloat. You know, suddenly they have this thing out there now that it's this pancreatic syndrome. I can't remember the letters now that they're giving it, but, you know, typical medical community, and I'm sure they want to put you on all kinds of nonsense because of it. It's, you know, the bloating and the gas and the distension and all those things. You can change those things. You can make a huge difference. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're coming up to, you know, that break time again. And there's so much more that I'd like to talk to you about because there's so much more in the marketplace that you've been deluded by. But I will get to a couple more phone calls before the program is over. Give me a call, 703-698-7117 at the Rozell Center for Healing. Ask one of my doctors. See you in a minute.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday, 12 o'clock, and elsewhere, wherever you are. So you do the math. West Coast, 3 hours difference. We know that you're all over the place, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Make sure that you tell your friends about Dr. Tom Rozell Live and our website, so because there's a lot there for you, a lot of information that you should be aware of. As I said, we're going to be in the Gaithersburg area, and we're going to be doing a special lecture for all of you. We'll let you know as soon as we finalize the location. And I'm excited. I really want to come up and, you know, see what you folks are doing all up in that end of the world, because there's so many of you that do come down to see us, and so many more that we could touch and help. But we'll make that happen. Should take place within the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned. We'll try to, you know, preempt it with some additional notices and advertising and email blasts and all those things that we normally do on social media. By the way, for those of you who haven't checked us out on social media, we do have a Facebook page. I have one. The Center, Rozell Center for Healing, has one. And, you know, we'll friend you. We'll let you, you know, be part of that whole process, because there's really a lot there that you can learn from. Hey, George, let's talk a little bit more about those hyperbaric chambers. They're great things.
Let's do. Yeah, I probably asked you this before, but and to footnote, before we get into that, just to hear that lady that lost 30 pounds and she feels like she's 24 again, you know, it's so great to hear that from somebody, because there's so many people out there drinking Diet Cokes and stuff like that can't figure out what's going on. And then you hear somebody like that, that's just should be an inspiration to everybody.
The body's an amazing machine, my friend. It can turn itself around at any time. You just have to make the decision that's something that you want to do, and then follow the process and ask yourself the question, are my action steps taking me closer to, or is it driving me further away from what I said I wanted?
It's true. So hyperbaric chamber therapy, good or bad?
They're actually very good devices. They're very expensive devices for any doctor to purchase for their practice. They started out years ago. The concept came from actually how they would decompress divers when there was too much nitrogen buildup in the body, and slowly begin to regulate the atmosphere, the pressure within the system. But they also learned that they could dramatically infuse oxygen into the system to promote healing at a very dramatic rate. So the combination of hyperbaric oxygen therapeutics came about, and it's used by many of medical physicians and facilities. Mayo Clinic has one. I think Johns Hopkins has one. Several of my brethren, but they start, I mean, for an example, just the straight-up chamber without oxygen infusion and so forth runs somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 if you can get them at a price. And then, things in addition. But you're talking about one patient in the chamber for about an hour. And
wow.
you can buy them, you can buy them for home. I have several of the NFL guys that I treat. They've got their own. Obviously they can afford it. If you go online and just check it out, some of them now are being made in plastic, containers, which are less expensive, and some of them are very expensive, run $24,000 to $25,000. We call them the hyperbaric bubbles. They're the ones. And if you have any kind of claustrophobic reaction whatsoever, this is not a therapy for you without being knocked out. But there's a lot of other things that are out there. So, I mean, the list goes on. We could sit and talk about a lot of different processes that are available today, but this is just one of them. But the effectiveness, it's good stuff. And, I wish we had the room in the practice to put one in.
Well, thanks for the answer on that. And again, hearing that lady, I mean, it's just amazing, because I have some friends that actually, one lady that just went through, she had breast cancer. She's having problems now with infections, the implants and whatever. And I'm having something to eat with her, and she's ordering Diet Coke like it's going out of style. And I just say, look what you're drinking.
She goes,
the doctor said that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, right. Don't get me on that subject, buddy. George, I got to fly. I'm sorry, kid. I'll talk to you soon. This program's way too short. Wish I could sit here and talk to you for the rest of the afternoon. Anyway, we're here every Sunday. Same old place, same old time. You can't get me here. You get me at, rosellcare.com. Send me a note. I'll get back to you. Love you all. Do everything we can to make your life a whole lot healthier than it is today. Bye.